there, and you've got these long, tall people standing there next to sort of maybe some other more crooked sort of people, and then some little angular people, people with big feet standing on their legs, but you all kind of fit this beautiful, beautiful little square with these things up on the side. It just, it does my mind right to see that, because as I'm looking out here, I don't know if you notice it, but it's these sort of spirits coming down next from above your head that you don't see, and they're all different shapes of people, little square people, little kind of people with big feet sitting out there, kind of dropping one by one. And what you really don't know is that this little pedal board here that I have in front of me is a thing I can control the different spirit people who are falling down, and by pushing these different buttons on my pedal board, I can make them fit to the empty slots that are sitting down there next to me, basically. So they're kind of coming down right here. It's basically a big Tetris game, is that's what I'm trying to get on here. So, as I'm looking at different pieces, they're kind of falling down, dropping into place, and they're falling down, big tall people. Little pile starts building up over here. See, because every time I make a line, it all disappears, so the pieces are coming down. Slipping into little cracks, filling up more and more people in here, and then, one of them falls sideways, it's kind of sitting on top of you now. There's more of them falling down. They start stacking up higher and higher. And people are slowly stacking up higher and higher. Getting close to the ceiling, closer to the ceiling. There's nothing I can do here. Falling, get all the way up to the ceiling. And then this huge sort of garage door, multicolored garage door, comes and closes down before our eyes here. This is happening right now. It's coming down. Now the whole thing slowly starts to wash into sort of blue, and it vanishes. And you see the space shuttle. And the Kremlin. The space shuttle. The Kremlin. Shuttle. Kremlin. Shuttle. Kremlin. Shuttle. Kremlin. Shuttle. Kremlin. Space shuttle, the Kremlin. Luckily, I was doing so well with this pedal board here. I look over at the Kremlin, and the Kremlin starts to take off into space. And as it goes up into space, these tiny little wires that are hooked all of you, you don't even realize it, but it starts to pick up the whole crowd one by one, this big kind of peak, and you all get lifted up into space, getting dragged by the Kremlin. The Kremlin's coming up into space. And it goes higher and higher up into space, and it's out in the atmosphere, it's getting darker and darker everywhere they look, and we're up in space now, and we're all in this huge bundle hanging by wires from the Kremlin, which is flying around. The Earth starts to get smaller in the distance as we float away. Smaller and smaller. We can kind of feel the weight of our feet and our hands hanging down because we've been lifted up by these wires on our shoulders. We look up and we see the Kremlin up above us floating. We look around and see all the other people. We don't know where we're going. We're floating along. We're just floating. The Kremlin sort of starts going like this, and we all are swinging sort of side to side. As we start to warm up, everything seems okay. We're starting to calm down. We're like, okay, I can deal with this. I'm hanging by the Kremlin in space. Suddenly, someone up in the Kremlin cuts the wire. We start to fall. At this point, we're falling kind of slowly because we're not near any planets yet, so we're just kind of floating free in space. But then this planet is kind of strange, amorphous blob starts to come out of his face, and we start to feel that it has gravitational pull because we're no longer floating. We're kind of starting to speed up, getting sucked towards it. It's getting bigger. At first, we're getting small, but the closer we get to it, we see it's huge. Vast amorphous blob. We're floating along. Kind of break through the atmosphere clouds. Never been before. Floating down. We look over this direction and see a huge green field stretching out in the distance as far as we can see. On the other side, we look over and see a huge forest. And coming out of the forest, we see a huge mountain. Sitting on top of the green field, we see a strange-looking little man wearing a white frock with a on his head. Playing drums. He looked down at the field, forest, mountain. Field, forest, mountain. Floating down, you see a black rhombus floating in the middle of the field somewhere. You see a little guy climbing up the mountain. We realize that we landed in Gabriel.